podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to Zero Pucks Given, the UK ice hockey podcast. We are in partnership with the Hockey Art Co, hockey clothing for hockey people, worn by the best and hated by the rest. Listeners to Zero Pucks Given get a 10% discount off everything site-wide at hockeyartclothing.co.uk. Just use the code ZP10 when you check out. Zero Pucks Given is also part of the Sports Social Podcasting Network. We're really excited to be part of this network and hope it can help the podcast and the love of the sport in the UK grow exponentially. Welcome along to episode 73. I'm Ben. We were expecting to see a little bit more news coming out this week, maybe a little bit about the Department of Player Safety coming from the abandoned game in Streatham on Saturday night, but nothing as of yet. As we alluded to in the last episode that we did with Invicta Dynamo's Netty Owen Ryder, Invicta Dynamo's have taken the step to release Josh Condren from his contract with the Moes after his actions on Saturday night's game, an alleged slash to the face of JJ Pitchley, which I'm sure is going to be looked at by DOPS. Invicta Dynamo's have said that this is not in fitting with the regards and respects of their club and thank Josh for his time, but have released him from his contract with the Invicta Dynamo's. So all of that aside, we do have another fantastic guest on this week's, this will be the third episode of this week, so another busy one here at ZPGHQ. We are going to be catching up with the Romford Buccaneers and Team GB under-18 superstar, Brindley Capps. I should have been a cowboy. Should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six-shoe, riding my pony on a cattle drive. See many young girls' hearts. Just like Dean and Roy. Zero Pucks Given in partnership with the Hockey Art Co. Absolutely thrilled to welcome NIHL, Britain and national star Brindley Capps. How you doing, fella?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're very, very welcome, mate. And in demand, I'd imagine. I don't think this is the first or the last podcast you're going to be doing, is it?
No, I've got another one lined up this week. So.
Yeah, certainly a man in demand. So your first senior season, mate, how's it been for you?
Yes, yeah, it's been different, like, all together sort of thing. The skill level's gone up, the physicality's gone up, the speed's gone up, so it's a good sort of experience and something I'm enjoying, definitely.
And I suppose training, because you're on a two-way with the Raiders and the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
So you're getting plenty of ice time, I'd imagine, then, with the amount of training and the games.
Yeah, pretty much training every day. Like, the only day I have off is a Monday, so, yeah, it's good ice time and obviously getting better and training with better players, so yeah, always helpful.
Yeah, always a good way to improve. How have you found the transition into the room?
I found it quite easy. Like last year, I was sort of training with Raiders and like what was the Raiders too, now the Bucks, but and a lot of the team are the same. So I found the transition quite easy, and yeah, I haven't really had too many issues.
Yeah, have you buddied up with an older player that's kind of taken you under his wing?
Yeah, I'm quite good friends with like Luca Pascali and Megas, so yeah, they're sort of them too.
Yeah, I'm sure Megas will probably lead you astray, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Luca Pascali going from the Buccaneers' last TikTok video asking which player would you not let date your daughter, he come out drastically on top.
Yeah, I couldn't do it to him. I had to say Joe. So.
Yeah. So mate, when you sort of went to the Bucks, your junior career has been a little bit sort of up and down the A12. So where did you start your juniors? Tell us about how you got started.
So I started at 2 at Chelmsford, so quite young.
Obviously 2 years old.
Yeah, my sister plays and sort of got into it, and then through my dad. So was at Chelmsford for a few years and then moved to Streatham, I think maybe 9, and like that was just, I think that was a good move for my career sort of thing, like playing with players like Malik and Harry Corkum. It was like players that wanted to play hockey and like their mindset was in the right place. So that was a good sort of guidance for me. And then obviously when Romford Open, it's a bit more local than Streatham, doing that drive every week about three times. So it was sort of a no-brainer for me to go to Romford and then sort of stuck it out there now.
Yeah, and it is great as well, the Sapphire. It's a long throw from the Rhone Valley.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get to experience that much because I'm only young, but from what I did, it was pretty good rink and good atmosphere. So
yeah, it's my favourite away rink, to be perfectly honest. I do love going there. But I'm Essex as well, so it's not too far away, which is always quite nice. So when you, something I think actually that not a lot of teams do, particularly with a young player that comes up, is give them a number, and you've kind of, for both teams, bang, 8 caps, got your jersey and everything.
Yeah, so I was, got a funny story about that actually. So when I signed, obviously, the two-way, I was 8 for both teams, and then Raiders were meant to have an import come in, and he wanted number 8, so I was like, okay, I'll switch, like, obviously, as you do, being the young one.
Mm.
And then I switched, it was sort of between 87, which was my number at Chelmsford, and then 37, which was my first ever number. And then sort of spoke to a few people, and they're like, go 87. So I went with 87, played a few games, and I was like, oh, I just don't feel comfortable in 87, like Sidney Crosby, whatever. So when I found out that the import wasn't turning up, I was like, can I switch to 8? And then, now I'm 8 for both. So
yeah, I think it obviously just sort of shows the confidence, I think, that Romford have in you as a player for them, that they've not given you a blank jersey and made you earn your number 8.
A lot of our youngsters sort of have their own jerseys. Like, I think it's playing at Romford as a junior, we never had our own jerseys. Like, we get a number, but we don't have our name on the back. So it's sort of a good sort of feeling to have your name on your jersey. So
I think they're probably, national-wise, they're one of the best teams at bringing their young players through and into the first team, aren't they?
Yeah. So Sean's pretty good at that. He's what I'd say the best coach in the league, probably. And then obviously, Bucky is good at bringing youngsters as well up in like the NHL one. So, two good coaches to help my career and my future.
Yeah. Did you play for the Bucks this weekend?
No, I didn't. So I was meant to be playing Sunday, and then a couple guys were ill for Raiders, so I got called up Saturday evening, and then played in Slough on Sunday.
Was that against the Bees? Was it?
Yeah, against the Bees.
How did you get on with the Raiders this weekend?
Saturday was good, so like a couple guys ill, and then we started off, me and Joe, just rotating in now and again, and then someone weren't feeling too great, so we got put up top lines and then scored a goal in the second period, which is always a good feeling at that league. And then I'd say that's probably my best game I've had with the Raiders. And then Sunday, I find Slough, like, I think it's one of the hardest rinks to play in for me personally. I don't know what it is. There's something about Slough, but probably isn't my best game on Sunday.
No, so you missed a quite incredible victory for the Bucks on Sunday.
Yeah.
They took Sonnet Devils in a shootout.
Yeah, I saw it come up, like, get the updates, and I was like, shootout, overtime. I was like, damn, I love those sort of games. So,
Well, earlier this week, I spoke to Owen Ryder. And goalies will always say they fancy themselves in a shootout. How about you as a forward? Do you fancy yourself every time?
Yeah, I fancy myself. I mean, I've only had one penalty shot this season, but scored it, so 100% record. So
yeah,
I fancy myself every time in a shootout.
Well, so you probably, the form you're in at the moment, fancy yourself every time you get over the blue line.
yeah, definitely.
So you did, I don't think it was your first goal for Romford this season, but you certainly made an impression for the fans in the derby, because you scored within 20 seconds of the game at Chelmsford this year.
Yeah, that was a good feeling. Like, I think that's the game, obviously being a Chelmsford fan when I grew up and being a Chelmsford junior, that's the game I was looking most forward to, like Chelmsford away, obviously the good crowd, pretty packed out, and then scoring 20 seconds in, pretty good feeling. Then obviously I think I got a hat-trick that game. So
you did, yeah. It was a cheeky little wraparound, the first one. And then went on to get a hat-trick and an impressive win that night as well.
Yeah, that was a good feeling for everyone. I think at that point in the season, it was definitely needed. Like, I think we were a few losses. Don't even know if we had a win at that point. So it was good to sort of get that win on the board.
Yeah. The I mean, this is going to be a real test, I think, of your mental strength. But I'm sure with the family you've got around you, they're keeping you quite grounded.
Yeah.
In November, you broke quite an incredible record, being the highest point scorer for a 16-year-old in the NHL 1. But
yeah.
that record has been for a whole season. You broke it in November.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even know about that until I saw, like, the tweet or whatever. So just sort of put it behind me and then just keep with the same mentality sort of thing. Just try get more points, I guess.
Yeah, so obviously we know you mentioned earlier your whole family's kind of involved in the game. For those that don't know, your sister is also on the Bucks team, Ellie Wakely.
Yeah.
So the whole family kind of being involved in it, does that work for yourselves and Ellie, that they keep you both grounded, feet are on the ground, and it's focusing on improving yourself in the game?
Yeah, so my dad, he's a coach. He was a coach, and I'd say probably one of the better coaches, like, not me being biased or whatever, but he sort of knows what he's talking about. So when it comes to, like, games, he's not one of them people that's just going to tell me off or whatever. He'll just give me the slight tip or whatever of what I can be doing better now and again. So that always helps me as well.
Yeah. Did you have any other offers for your first senior season, or was it just Raiders and Bucks?
Sort of just Raiders. Like, a couple of teams did sort of message, but it was just Raiders and Bucks for me, to be honest. So. Mm.
I think, as you say, keeping local and getting that two-way experience is vital, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, and you went away recently with the GB under-18s. You and Joe went out together.
We had that Sheffield thing against France, which was pretty good test for us. I think they're two divisions above us, so, or something like that. So to have, like, the results we did against them, and then to obviously me and Joe both scored in, like, the game, so that was sort of a good feeling, and where, like, yeah, can't really beat the feeling of scoring for GB.
No, I mean, that level, I reckon, probably like the, God, what would it be now? It would be the 2007, 2008, is that the sort of the age group for?
I think it's 2006, 2007.
Oh, is it? So how is that level looking? Were you pleasantly surprised at how good everyone is?
Yeah, it's quite an excitable level, to be honest. I think they've got a good chance of winning everything, to be honest, so, and progressing up the rankings. So,
yeah. Did you know a few of the other guys as well, or was it just Joe?
No, I knew quite a few of them, so pretty much all of them, I think. So everyone sort of knows each other in the GB space, so it's all good.
Yeah, it's one of those sports, isn't it, I suppose? Actually, everyone kind of knows everyone all across. And as we say, talking about obviously your family connection through the sport, your girlfriend's also a player as well, isn't she? She's in Holland at the moment with the GB under-18s.
Yeah. She's sick, to be fair.
Yeah, she's smashing it, isn't she? So former guest on here as well. She's she's an incredibly exciting player to watch, Lily Endicott. And again, it's in her family. Ollie's doing incredible things at Leeds, stepped up to the Blaze every now and again. Would you say that's sort of what Ollie's done there with Leeds and going up to the Blaze? Is that something that you'd look at in the future for yourself?
Yeah, definitely. Like, that's what I want to do. Hockey is what I want to do, sort of thing. So, like, as soon as I get that opportunity, I think I'll take it, like, just and try not to look back, sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, so when you got your first national goal, that was a couple of weeks back, wasn't it? How did that feel?
Yeah, well, it was a great feeling, to be honest. Like, I think Jacob Ranson got the assist, and throughout my time training with Raiders, I've always been close with, like, JR and whatever, so for him to get the assist, and obviously Joe got the second assist, so it was sort of like, couldn't really write it any better, to be honest.
No, for anyone who's seen the video, you come for the goal, but you stay for the celly.
Yeah, hard celly, but got to be done.
When it's your first one, I suppose, trying to keep that excitement in, it's probably quite difficult. You've been incredibly popular on the sort of the shout-out for questions. You've got away with it slightly. Your room hasn't gone quite as bad as I thought they could have gone on you. But this is a great question. I'm not even going to tell you who this is from. Who's the goalie you want to score on most in the NHL 1?
Oh, that is a good question. Probably Milts, to be fair, at Streatham.
Milts asked the question.
Yeah, probably Milts. Like, obviously, Zach plays Raiders with us, and then we just never get a chance to play against Milts. We always play against Gregory, so getting that chance to score against Milts would be pretty good.
Yeah. I can imagine there'll be a little bit of chirping going on if that does happen.
Yeah.
We'll certainly keep our eyes on Streatham versus Bucks coming up in the next few weeks.
Yeah, I think we got them soon.
So, yeah, your sister's chirped in with a couple.
Oh, yeah.
She first wants to know, how did you feel when Courtney called you weird when Courtney was on last week?
I thought it was a pretty rich comment coming from Courtney, to be honest. I couldn't believe it when I heard it. I was a bit like, oh, seriously? Making me look bad in front of everyone. So I wouldn't sound that weird, to be honest. I'd just say I'm a hockey player.
Yeah, you're a special breed of people, to be fair, aren't you?
Yeah.
Derbs has got a little bit mad on you.
Oh, God.
He wants to know, when are your X Factor auditions?
Oh, damn. Yeah, I'm not the best singer, let's just say that, but a couple of videos of me in the changing room after a game singing, but don't think they'll ever see the light of day, to be honest.
I think that's what TikTok's for, isn't it?
Yeah. I think we just posted a new TikTok, to be fair.
Yeah, I think, to be fair, a TikTok of someone singing is 10 times better if they're bad at singing.
Yeah. Just don't think I've got that confidence to put myself out there that much, to be honest.
Well, I always think with X Factor, the worse you are, the more chance you probably got.
Yeah, definitely.
So, I know my brother auditioned years back, and he's a sort of a singer-songwriter, guitar player. He's actually really good.
Yeah.
But he didn't even get past the first stage of auditions. I said, if we'd have done a duet, because I'm terrible, we'd have probably got through. I've got a question here from Rodders. Is there anything better than turning your dad inside out when playing against him?
Oh, no. Yeah, that's probably the best feeling. Quite funny. Couple of chirps flying about as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Breaking like ankles and sending him for a hot dog.
Yeah, in the summer, we obviously there's not much ice in the summer, and his rec team was training. So I just hop on the ice with them, and it was, yeah, a good feeling, to be fair.
Yeah. Derbs is in again. How does he sleep at night knowing Ellie is better at pool?
Oh, yeah, that's a tough question as well. We went and played pool the other day, and then, like, just down the pub in Chelmsford, and then me versus Ellie, and she beat me. I gave her the advantage, obviously, but there was a couple guys in the pub trying to help her out and whatever, so it weren't really that fair.
Yeah. Well, Ellie, of course, a former guest on here, we know she doesn't really need any help where sport's concerned. She's a pretty tough competitor herself.
Yeah.
Elliot also wants to know, who's your favourite gym partner?
Yeah, it's got to be Elliot.
Do you keep it light? Do you sort of keep it entertaining, or he just doesn't make you work too hard?
No, he makes us work hard. It's a good competition with him, to be fair. So I've only just started. He sort of has a home gym, so I've only just started going there with him and Ellie. But I've been training at Training Space in Chelmsford, with which is Danny Hammond's gym, with Lou Pridmore. So he's pretty good. Probably they'll be good guys to probably get on your podcast as well, to be fair. They know what they're talking about when it comes to sort of strength and conditioning sort of thing and hockey-wise.
Yeah. Is that something that you've had to take on just recently or something you've been doing for a while?
Yeah, I think I've been doing it for a year and a bit now with Lou down at Training Space. Sort of, we reached out to Danny and he was like, I've got the perfect guy for you. And then, yeah, being with Lou for about a year and maybe like 6 months or whatever. So I think it's massively helped me with my game and all round game pretty much. Mm.
Do you have to be careful though with the wear and tear on your body? Having played the game for so long already,
yeah.
Only 16, obviously you don't want to do too much damage to those joints just yet.
Yeah. The good thing with Lou is he keeps it reasonable as well. So like if I tell him I've got a bit of, like, say my hamstring's aching, we'll do a bit of work on my hamstring, like stretch it out, and then play the next day, and it feels fine. So, yeah.
Yeah, strength and conditioning is a massive part of the game now.
Yeah.
And Derbs is back in again. Rate Mama Lou Shepherd's Pie out of 10.
Oh, see, if she's watching this, I'm going to have to give her probably a 7 out of 10. It should be lower.
It should be lower. How do you mess up a shepherd's pie?
I don't really know, to be honest. It's not that bad. It's just it's just mum in it. But can't be too nice to her.
Oh, man. I've forgotten what my mum's cooking's like. Fortunately, my wife's is quite good. It's much better than mine. Yeah, now, this one, I'm really hoping that this is a a potato gun or a water pistol, but Sam Robinson wants to know who's got the best aim with a gun in the changing rooms.
Oh, it was he got a sort of Nerf gun for Secret Santa.
Oh, a Nerf gun, good. I say we all know the weapon problems that go on in East London, so we'll say it's a Nerf gun is good.
Yeah, so he got a Nerf gun, and like, he shot it at a few people, and it was proper powerful. And I was like, pass it here and sort of just snipe Ewan in the head. So I'd probably have to give that to Sam, to be fair. He is in the army, so.
He probably should have a better shot then, shouldn't he, really?
Yeah.
And Bradders wants to know, who does your tape job because it always looks perfect? And we say that's Bradders, is it?
Yeah, but I wouldn't say it looks perfect. It's just I guess he wants to do it, so I'll let him do it. So
I think it was the Cambridge Kodiaks on their TikTok the other day did a blindfolded stick taping.
Yeah, I think I saw that, to be fair.
Yeah, that looks like that could be a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Rob has asked, what are your goals for the rest of the season with the Raiders and any plans to go overseas?
I sort of looked at going overseas last season. Like, sort of my uncle, as you say, like family friend, he's a hockey agent out in Ottawa. He lined me up with a few teams, but sort of just thought, I started training Raiders pretty much most nights, and I thought it's not really worth it spending a lot of money when I can be training at a high level over here anyway. And then my goals for the season, I want to just try, obviously, get more points in National League and then try work my way up in NHL 1 and then see what happens next season, I guess.
Mm. The Raiders and the Bucks over the last couple of years, they sneak in the playoffs, don't they?
Yeah. Last season, it was pretty good feeling. Like, I wasn't even on the team and it felt good them making the finals or whatever. And even the Bucks, then they always make the final four sort of thing. And their semi-finals against Seoul last season was pretty good game to watch. Quite exciting. So
yeah, they were two of the most incredible hockey games. But playoff hockey brings that up. It's
there's no
better weekend than the playoff quarterfinals when all eight teams are just going hammer and tong at each other.
Yeah.
Your sister's back in again. Do you think you're a good dancer?
I reckon. I am pretty good dancer.
This is why we stay for the celly, is it?
Yeah, stay for the celly.
With PDAV111, we have asked what it was like scoring your first senior goal for the Raiders. Brody wants to know, who is the Raiders player that you really look up to?
Probably Leishram. He's our import. He's a joke, to be honest. He won the Memorial Cup, which is like the OHL, WHL and QMJHL big tournament, I think.
Mm.
So, yeah, probably Leishram. If you ever get to watch him, he's just... Yeah, I think he's the best player I've ever seen play, to be honest. Like, can't be knocked off the puck. He's only... Like, he's quite small, but, yeah, just a joke.
Does he share some of the sort of the professional mentality with you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, the other day after our game against Slough, sort of, when I got food after with him, so it's just good to sort of spend time with those sort of imports and gain their knowledge.
Yeah, knowledge is indeed power when you've been playing for that long and all over the world like that.
Yeah.
Robin Elaine would like to know, what is it like to play on a team with your sister?
It's not the best. No, but again, it's not too bad. It's not too bad. But sometimes it's like, if one of us makes a mistake, we'll both be hearing it after the game sort of thing and sort of keep each other in line.
Yeah, well, you being a forward, Nelly playing in D, do you two practice against each other?
No, she normally avoids it, to be fair.
Yeah. You don't want to get turned inside out like your dad?
No.
Do you play roller at all or inline or any other type of hockey?
I used to when I was younger, so like the Champs team, my dad sort of ran that, like, can't even think when, I think it was about 3-4, that sort of age, so I used to, but I sort of stopped and focused on ice hockey, so, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's brilliant stuff. Well, mate, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast. It's been really great to get a little insight into the hottest property in the Britain division, and I said to everybody that the times I've seen Romford live this year, it is honestly, it's a privilege to watch you play.
Yeah, thanks.
And a lot of players do feel the same, that it's like watching an import. You've got that sort of skill level, and we really do wish you all the best for the future and hope that you can go as far as you can possibly go.
Thank you.
No worries. Thank you, mate. Cheers.
Thank you.
A massive thank you to Brindley for joining me on the podcast. We had a little bit of a to and fro getting the time sorted out, but we have got it sorted. I think he's a fantastic talker, a very level-headed young man, and I think he's going to go a long, long way in the game in this country. I think he's actually also appearing with the guys at Macca's Talk Hockey that cover the National Division at some point soon as well. So he's certainly doing his little bit to get himself out there and get his name and his personality out there, which he certainly has got bundles of that. What a great young lad. Really, really, really pleased to have had him on. Right, well, that is it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you're following on all the social medias, Instagram, Facebook, X, TikTok, Snapchat. Subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on YouTube, of course, where there is hours and hours of content. And you can find loads of details and all of the links for the podcast on the Sports Social Podcast Network website, where you can listen to the episodes directly from there. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.
Sports Social Podcast Network.